podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. I'm Addie Chittix.
And I'm Caitlin Sharp.
We're so excited to have you guys today.
Speaking of, we actually have two guests here to talk to us about dating and things they've done on dates. So can we have Rachel Hanks and Parker Wilmore?
Hey guys, welcome.
Hey.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves a little?
Yeah, sure. I'm Rachel. I'm a senior. That's really all, yeah.
I'm Parker. I'm a junior.
Yeah. I'm excited to have you guys on the podcast today. Have you guys been on any dates recently?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Parker, have you?
No, not recently.
That's okay. What are some of your guys' favorite dates you guys have been on?
Oh, I would say the most active ones, like where you're actually doing stuff. There was one date where he was like, okay, he had a whole plan. He was like, we're going to go snowmobiling. We're going to go like just explore and we're going to make food. And it was just like when they have a plan, it's so fun. So yeah, I would say that's just like.
How about you, Parker?
Yeah, my favorite date was probably actually with Caitlin when we went fishing one time.
Fishing would be so fun.
Yeah, we went fishing and then like on a hike. It was pretty fun.
Did you catch any big fish?
I didn't catch any fish. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fun.
Yeah, I agree though. Like outdoor stuff where you're like actually busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Have you guys ever been on any awkward dates?
So many, actually. I don't know if it was my fault. I don't know. I would like dates where they're trying to like push like creepy dates. Just sometimes they're like trying to be so serious and like, I don't know. I don't want to say like riz you up, but
romantic. Yes. But they want you to be their girlfriend.
Yeah. And it's like, why can't we just have fun? You know? So when they just make it way weirder than it needs to be, it can go so bad. Like there's dates I've come home and just cried. Just because it's just like, why did I spent my Friday night doing that.
And you wasted the whole Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have done That's something so is. Much better.
Yeah.
Park, have you been on any awkward dates?
Yeah, I feel like that's just part of the dating experience. You should have to be on at least one awkward date.
That's true.
Okay, so like, what's an activity that you feel like you shouldn't do on like a first date?
Movies all the way. Yes. You can't talk, so I can't like get to know you, you know? And it's dark, so I like can't even, I don't know, you can't get you're to know the person awkwardly. If you're watching a movie, and it's just like, why are we here, you know? Like, what are your, I don't know, let's just get to know each other first. So it just makes it even more awkward. Yeah.
What date do you think you can, like, start doing, watching movies? Like,
I mean, even if, even second date, like, it's just, like, not the first date, you know? But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. I've always been told not to take girls swimming on the first date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah,
that's
I would so agree
valid.
With that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you guys have like a worst date? Like, what was your worst date you've ever been on?
Shoot.
There's so many. You go first, maybe.
I feel like you're more experienced than me. Not like a bad way.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. I've had so many, actually. I don't know about a specific one just because I don't want to like throw any details out there, but just don't be creepy. There's been so many of those, especially like when they just sit in their car and wait for you to come out, like on the first date. And my parents are big on like, okay, come to the door. And so it can be so awkward when they're like blasting their music, just waiting for you to come out. And it's just like, yeah, well, I'm gonna go. It's so awkward. So just, I don't know, just don't do stuff. Like just, as long as you're a gentleman, like it's gonna be fun, you know, but sometimes they're just creeps and you just have to get through it. And yeah.
Yeah, just follow like the basic dating rules, I feel like.
Yeah.
Open the door, go to the door when you first.
Don't just like text them or like honk your horn.
There was one time I literally had to text my friend like, can you call me and make anything up? Like just get me out of here. So she had to call me and tell me like, please come, like I just need you so bad. And I was like, okay, you know. And then he was so mad. But I was like, I just gotta go. So it can be so awkward, but you gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah.
Your friend's gotta save you.
Huh? Yeah.
Exactly. What are some of you like green flags and red flags like during dates? Like you said gentlemen, but like go deeper in that, you know.
Confidence, even though you're nervous. Like I feel like we stress so much about dates and it's like we don't have to get into a romantic relationship just because we're on a date, you know. We can just have fun and like confidence, all of that, like just knowing how to like treat a girl, right. You know? And then also just like, I think girls can be so bratty sometimes, like towards their dates. Just have fun and be respectful, and I don't know. Yeah.
That's all. What do you think, Parker?
I forgot the question.
Like, what are some like green flags and red flags that girls seem to want?
I feel like a major red flag would be talking about another guy on your date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like
true.
You're not like trying to be like serious or like you're saying like mm-hmm. be their like girlfriend or whatever. But also, I feel like if you're on a date with a girl, then it'd just be weird if she was talking about another guy while you were with her.
And being on your phone. Yeah. Being on your phone is so, like snapping other people. I've had a date snap girls. I'm just like, why am I here?
Go hang out with the other
guys. Yeah. So get off your phone.
That's so real. Do you guys have any like age different? Like what's acceptable and what's like not, you know?
Shoot. I don't know. I see this thing on Instagram all the time. Never mind.
I think high school is very different than dating, like out of high school. Because in college, like, this might be crazy to some people, but if you're like 5 years older than me, I'll go on a date with you. That sounds crazy, but like, I don't know. College is like a totally different environment. Yeah. But high school, like, I'm not gonna go on a serious date with a sophomore. You know? Yeah. So it's like, there's just a difference, like environment changing.
Would you go on a date with like a college student?
I've been on dates with college students, but there's definitely like some guys that I'm interested in, but it's like after the first date, they're like, yeah, we can't go out anymore.
Because you're still in high school.
Yeah, they just feel weird about it.
Which is so
bad. Then there's other guys that are like, I don't care at all, and they have so much fun. So, just
depends. What about you, Parker? Do you have any?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be better to go up than down, like as a guy, I think.
What? I think the cougars. Cougars.
Wait, I said that wrong.
I don't know.
You mean like a girl should go? Like a girl should date older guys.
So like you would go for seniors or you would go for like younger?
You would go for younger.
Like younger, I feel like.
Yeah, like the guy should be older than the girl.
Yeah.
Okay. But are cougars bad though? Like how old would you go?
No, it's not like a bad thing. Like if there's an age difference, that's not bad, I feel like. But
when does it become? When does it become weird?
Like mom status.
So 5 years older, is that too much? That might be pushing it.
Yeah, I think 5 is probably the limit.
Okay. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
How do you know like what to wear for a date?
It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because if it's like a super formal, or not like super formal, but like you're going to a nice place to eat, then not like suit and tie, but like, I don't know.
No. Like if she's wearing a dress, you don't want to be wearing like baggy shorts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you like ask your date what she's wearing, or like how do you know?
I feel like you could definitely just ask. Like it's just a simple, like what are you going to wear? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the activity definitely tells you what you should wear, too.
For sure, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like most of the time you should be able to figure out just by what you're doing.
Yeah. I would say make it, like, not super formal because then that makes it, like, uptight. Just make it look like you put yourself together. You try to. You put in an effort, like but you're not over the top. Yeah. You know, you're just cute. And
Agree. What are some, like, good ways to ask someone on a date?
I just do it straight up. I think it's so, like, people make it so weird nowadays. I feel like they make it a big deal. It's just like, it's not weird just to ask you on a date. I'm not asking to marry you. I'm not asking for a relationship.
Yeah, you're like, just I just like, want to go have fun.
Let's just go do something. Yeah, mm-hmm. So like DMing them, saying in the hallway, like, let's go out tonight, anything really.
Yeah. I feel like asking for a dance is different though. It's like a whole day date.
Yeah.
And you are also going to like the dance at the end, so. Like people all the time in our school do posters and stuff like that or creative ways like that. But I think if you're just going to like hang out as friends or like on a date, then you just like a text or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, do you feel like you should really know someone before dating, or is that what the date is for?
No. I love blind dates. I think they're so fun. Like my friend all the time will tell me, she'll be like, okay, we're going on a double. I have a date for you. Like his friend will take someone and I would definitely say if it's a blind date, maybe try to make it a group thing, you know, a double thing. But those can be so fun. Like, my funnest dates have been blind dates. I actually asked a guy out the other week, and I had never met him before, but I had known him like through friends that recommended him, and it was one of my favorite dates I've ever been on. So mm-hmm. really just like put yourself out there. So
yeah I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was like your funnest date and what made it so fun?
I love summer dates are so fun. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go bridge jumping, let's go get ice cream. Literally, I just love summer so fun.
Yeah.
Or just like active stuff. It's so fun to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like summer dates are good because you have like a wide variety of things to do. But I feel like right now in the springtime, it's kind of hard because like you can't do winter activities, but you can do like summer activities.
Yeah.
So.
Country dancing. Country dancing is a really fun
date.
I've never been country dancing.
Oh, there's your next date idea right there.
Let's go, that's your next move. It's so fun.
Do you think high school is like for serious relationships or just like dating around?
Oh, okay. I'm so passionate about this. Literally, like, I'm so passionate. Okay, I think I'm like so hardcore, no serious relationships in high school. I mean, definitely there's like exceptions. There's always like that sweethearts couple that gets out and, you know, like they get married, but... Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating when you want to just ask someone out on a fun date and they're instant like, she's obsessed with me, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like a lot of the seniors in our grade are in really serious relationships and they're like talking about marriage and all that. I'm like, holy cow, because I'd be so stressed, you know? And I've been in really serious relationships in high school and I'm looking back, like they were the worst times of my life, genuinely. And so, but like my senior year, I made a goal for myself, like no serious relationships. And it's been so fun. Like just getting to know people, going on dates all the time, just putting yourself out there. And it really like puts up your confidence. Like your social skills are going to get so much better. And it's just like, put yourself out there. I don't know, just get to know other people. And then by that point, you know, like what you like in a person and what you really want. And so, I don't know, you'll feel
like high school is kind of a place where you like you kind of find out like what you like in people and like the good qualities in people that you like and kind of like you figure out what your type is. So then after high school or wherever you're like ready for a serious relationship, then you like can check those boxes off on.
Yeah, because you're still learning what you're even looking for in dating.
Yeah, it's high school, just have fun. Yeah, why do you need to be so serious?
So once you finish, like your date is over and then you're like at the doorstep, like what is the best way to end that?
Oh, for girls, I would say thank him because he, like, I mean, some guys don't do this, but if he does, you know, just thank him. Like, he put himself out there, asked you, unless you ask him, which I do a lot, which is fine. But thank him for, like, going out of his way. You know, he probably paid for the date if he didn't run. thank him and just be like, thank you so much. That was so fun. And then hug. Even if it's like a side hug, anything.
Yeah, I feel like a good hug is like a pretty good way to end it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like no matter what, like whether you've been on 3 dates or 1 date, a hug is just a like good go-to.
I mean, how close are you getting? hug, or if you're really feeling it, quick kiss. Call it a day.
Yeah, that's good. If you guys could give any advice like our viewers, what do you think you would tell them for dating?
Just have fun. Like, don't overthink things. I get so nervous for dates a lot. And then I'll come home and be like, that was so fun. I don't know why I was so stressed, you know?
Yeah.
So just don't overthink it. Just have fun.
I feel like I'm not qualified to give advice.
No, you are.
I just say, just have fun. Just enjoy. Like, just make, even if it's a bad date, just, like, find the good. And
Try and make
just
it
Just have a good time.
Yeah. And get a journal. I love writing. Even a bad date, like just writing about it and then looking back at it, I just like look at it and think it's so funny.
Because like you might write something and be like, this was the worst day ever. Yeah. And when you go back, you're like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Or you just laugh. You're like, that was so fun. Just to like have it in my journal.
And just
look
at the memories. Like,
exactly. Yeah. For sure.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't always lived here, right? Mm-hmm. Where did you live before?
So many places. I've moved 9 times. I've been.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Two different country, Missouri, all over, really. Yeah.
So what is the difference in dating here versus dating in those other places?
Oh, I would say it's so different, and it's so much more fun here. Like, I was so excited when I knew we were moving to Rexburg, because literally I lived in Texas my sophomore year, and people don't even ask what science to dance is. My date to homecoming asked me over text, hey, you want to go to homecoming
with
me?
That's crazy.
And that's just the normal?
Yeah. Oh, that was totally normal. I didn't know anything, so I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. But here it's so fun. Like, they ask you a poster, and it's a big thing, and people go, like, you just there's so many things to do. But in other places, it's really just like, if you have a boyfriend, you go on a date, you know? Yeah. And then occasionally you'll get asked on a date, but here it's so normal. And why? That's why it's just like so fun. Just go out of your comfort zone, ask whoever you want. So it's so much better here. So take advantage of it.
Yeah. That's awesome. If a girl asks, like, if you ask a boy on a date, like, what do you have to pay? Or like, Parker, a girl asked you, do you think you would have her pay? Or like, what's your thoughts on
that? I think
that?
It depends on how much you like the girl. Yeah. It's like, if you like the girl and you're like having a fun time on the date, then I don't know. I feel like you could pay if you really felt kind that day, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like if a girl asks, then she could pay.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like a 50-50.
Yeah. I have like a process I go through. So, because I ask a lot just because it's fun. And when I do, this is exposing myself. But when I ask on a date, I'll usually offer to pay because I ask the person, you know? So I'll like try to pay, and then if they offer, usually they're like, no, like I'll pay. I'm like, stop. You know? Yeah. But yeah, so like slowly start paying, and then hopefully if they're a really nice date, then they'll like be like, no, I'm gonna pay, you know? Mm-hmm. But sometimes they don't, and then they just don't get a second date.
If they like the date, then they'll ask you on the next date too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it really just depends. But I'm a big advocate of like, you should pay. But if I'm asking him, then I'll definitely offer for sure. Because I asked him, you know. So.
Yeah. Do you usually drive, like go pick up your date if you're?
If I ask him, usually they offer and just like, no, I'll drive, you know, but sometimes if I ask them, then of course I'll like assume that I am at first, but it changes a lot.
We're so glad you guys could come.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being guests on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe and watch our podcast.
And make sure that you follow some of the tips on dating next time you ask someone on a date. Podcast.